Fellow students of our Lord, every human being has an intense and personal interest in healing. I suspect right now nearly everyone in this room has a cut or a bruise, a scratch, or a cough, something that you want to heal, you expect to heal. Maybe now or in the future, something that you hope will heal. It's a universal concern. Nobody is left out of this. Jesus spent a lot of time healing. The New Testament pages are full of incidents in which he healed somebody. And each of those incidents is unique in its own way. Sometimes he did it by touching, others by just his word. Sometimes close up, other times at a distance. Yesterday you heard about how he spit into the dust and made a little healing compound. Certainly a strange procedure. We have another healing incident in this reading before us today, and it too has its strange component. Follow along as we read from Luke chapter 8. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And when all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And what has always fascinated me, and perhaps you, about this particular incident is when Jesus said, "I perceive power flowing out from me." When Jesus heals, apparently, when he performs any of his miracles, he feels power flowing out from him. I assume that happened every time he performed a miracle. This time, he healed somebody without intending it, but he knew it happened because he felt this power flowing out from him. Now, we know all that because this patient, this woman, in effect, tried to steal a cure. While Jesus was distracted with something else, he was on his way on another mission, one would consider it a more important mission. Jairus, this important synagogue official, had come to him for help for his very sick daughter, and they were on their way to do that. This big crowd following along, probably slowing things up much more than Jairus had hoped. Progress was slow, and here comes this woman, weak and feeble in her body after more than a decade of this bleeding sickness, a condition that rendered her not only physically but socially unclean, somebody to be avoided. Anyone who touches her, anyone she touches, would also be considered unclean and poor, having used all her resources unsuccessfully seeking a cure. Unimportant, humble, shrinkingly timid, but she had heard of Jesus, and she had a plan to get healed in secret, sneaking her way through this crowd behind him. She carried out her plan, you heard it, and the healing part worked, but the secret part went awry. He noticed. Jesus said, "I felt this power flowing out from me." And she was caught, and now the attention of this entire crowd and Jesus himself were focused on her. Imagine her fear. Would he be angry? After all, she had touched him, and that would have made him unclean too. So she fell down in front of him, and now in front of this entire crowd, she confessed what she had done and what Jesus had done for her. Of course, Jesus knew all along what had happened. So you wonder, why did he stop and single her out in front of this crowd? I think it was because Jesus had still another blessing in mind for her. This meek and this shrinking woman was to become a bold confessor. Another gift of Jesus, the joy of witnessing, was to be hers along with her good health. And so he called her daughter, the only place in the Bible where we read Jesus addressing a woman with this endearing term. He said, "Daughter, go in peace." Have you already applied this scripture to yourself? It's not hard to do, because we all have, as you know, this debilitating chronic condition that follows us all our life long. It's called sin, and it's going to bring us to the grave and to eternal suffering, and there's no cure except for one thing. This woman turned to Jesus for her cure. She came to this Word made flesh, as St. John calls Jesus in his gospel. Now, we can't anymore touch Jesus' garment for help, but we can go back to that same Word, the Word of God. We can depend on the promises he made to us in our baptism. In fact, we can touch him. We can touch him. We can take his real body and blood into ourselves in the Holy Supper. With such simple things as hearing, reading, eating, drinking, we are touching much more than the hem of his garment. And from that Word, the power goes out to each of us personally. It flows. What is this power that flows to us from Jesus? It's the power of his righteousness, the righteousness of God himself. The holiness of God becomes ours. Jesus earned that with his perfectly obedient life, and that power flows to us, becomes ours. And it's the power of his forgiveness, the forgiveness that comes from God himself. And when God forgives, who can condemn? This forgiveness was won for us on the cross by Jesus. And that power flows to us. God has forgiven all of your sins. Now, are we too unimportant? Do you think that you might be, for instance, the least important person in this room? Not to mention the least important person in the world. Do you sometimes think Jesus might be too busy to pay attention just to you? Because you know, after all, Jesus is busy loving all people, and there are a lot of people. And he has the whole world as his concern, and he's got hosts of angels surrounding him at his throne. So how can he possibly have you in mind? Well, remember, on his way to deal with this important synagogue person's daughter, he was interrupted and he pauses to deal with this woman, this one individual, weak and feeble in her body, but sturdy in her purpose and intense in her desire to be whole, humble, yet bold in her faith, modest, yet confident in the power of the Word, effacing herself, yet strong in Jesus, shrinking and timid, but once healed, willing to have the world know, proclaiming to everyone what Jesus had done to her and for her. So be assured, when you and I meekly reach out in faith to Jesus, he knows us personally, by name, and his power of righteousness and forgiveness flows out to us, along with his help for us, his loving concern in every need. So even now, whatever your need, do more than touch a hem. Go to the Word, Jesus, from which this power flows to you. And when you hear Jesus say, "Who touched me?" in faith, reply, "Lord, I did." And hear his benediction, "Son, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."